All right, we are coming to the end of this little introduction to dynamic self-awareness. And if you've gotten this far, it's because there is something I've said that you can relate to. And you are either at or near the realization that some part of your life needs to change. Now, very shortly, you are going to have to go from exploring, or you can continue to explore dynamic self-awareness through the social media channels, but at some point you're going to have to make a decision of whether A, you want to change, and B, whether dynamic self-awareness is the right vehicle to help you do that. At that point, you're going to have to make four decisions. Firstly, is it possible for you to change? Two, can I teach you how to change? Am I able to demonstrate my ability to help you to change? Three, can you learn and apply what I'm trying to teach? So is the system, is the method behind dynamic self-awareness, do you feel that it can help you to change? And four, can you afford to invest time and money into creating change? Now look, it is very easy to influence someone. There's books, courses, frameworks that show you how to do it. It is very easy to sell someone on an idea if you know what you're doing. In the self-development, self-transformation, healing field, it is rampant, full of people selling you on an idea that you can change. And that's great. The biggest gripe I've had with the industry, and I don't think it's done on purpose, but it is the selling of false hope. Like I said, it's very easy to influence someone. All you have to do is change their conditions in the moment. And it is very easy to fall into the belief that if someone can change how you're feeling in the moment, then that change will continue. But that's not the whole truth. Change happens in an instant. And this is part of the problem, is that change is easy. It's the continuation of that change. So the success. Success doesn't mean to actually feel a different way or to get a certain thing or to achieve something. Success actually means to continue. So my gripe with false hope is that, yes, it's easy to build someone up, but what happens when that external stimulus, that person, goes away? Is that person still able to continue with that change? If you decide that dynamic self-awareness is the vehicle that can help you to change, you're going to have to get real. As much as change happens in an instant, real change, there's a lot more to it. Real change means first getting ready for change. And this is the missing element that I've found in all the systems that I have looked into and all of the techniques and all the methods is getting people ready for change. And what do I mean by that? You have a set of beliefs that drive your actions and your behaviors. Those actions and behaviors are giving you the outcomes that you have now. And the outcomes that you have now, I'm guessing, are not what you want. So the idea that you can just change those behaviors or change those habits or change those actions through willpower or discipline and expect any long-term change to occur is false. It's a false reality. Real change occurs when you change your beliefs. So dynamic self-awareness, the art of dynamic self-awareness, is about learning to question your beliefs, is about learning to define your own reality. The problem is that the person that you are now has been defined for you by your parents, by the education system, by your workplace, by your friends and family unknowingly and unwittingly have defined who you are for you. The problem with that is it's not your real self. I think you know that. So the goal with dynamic self-awareness is to get you first ready for change. Now, the reason they call change a journey or a path is because that's what it is. It's a process. It's a process of change. You have to get real with who you are, where you are, and what brought you here. You then have to be willing to make some sacrifices. I'm not talking about sacrifices where you're going to miss out. I'm talking about the kind of sacrifice that's going to make real change possible. And that is getting rid of your old self, because your old self has brought you here and you don't want to be here. You want to be experiencing and feeling something else. So you're going to have to change who you are. Now, people freak out about that and they have fears and they don't think that they can do it. Why? It's a problem with self-belief. Why? Because they're not their true selves. Why? Because they're experiencing the and taking on board the beliefs of others. So they've created this identity that's not them. That's the problem. So dynamic self-awareness is about recreating the identity, recreating your own beliefs, and recreating and redefining your own reality. Let's quickly look at the 12 stages of the hero's journey. And this is a DSA approach. Stage one, where you are now. So that is becoming aware of the problem. You have to become aware that there is a problem and what that problem is. And dynamic self-awareness, using what I call body awareness, is set up to do that. Stage two is a call to change. So obviously there is some kind of pressure that has brought you here, which is making you want to change or feel the need to change or the desire to change or the absolute necessity to change. Identifying what that pressure is and why takes self-awareness. It takes mind-body awareness. In fact, our mind and our body are perfectly set up to identify the problem, the pressure, and the way out if you do it in the right order. Now, at this point, you're going to balk. Stage three is the refusal, okay? And this comes about due to lack of self-belief. And as I said, lack of self-belief is basically because you have relied on the beliefs of others and they have not worked. So it's not a lack of self-belief. It's a realization. You're coming to the realization that the beliefs of others aren't right for you. Stage four is meeting the mentor. Now, this is the problem that I talked about earlier, the idea of false hope. It is not me that you're going to be seeking or getting the answers from. All I'm going to do is ask you the right question, hopefully the right question, or a series of questions to help you to find the answer for yourself. This is important. You have to connect with your true self. Once you do this, and I can show you all the things that I'm telling you, I can show you how to do, and I can prove it to you. You have to connect with yourself, with your energetic self, because that is what's going to give you the empowerment to change. It's going to give you the belief in yourself that you can change, and it's going to enable you to define your own reality. In fact, I'm going to put it to you that there is a blueprint behind it all that all you have to do is connect to and allow it to emerge. And it will do it all for you. It's already there. It already wants to come out. It is your natural self that's trying to express itself. And it's coming up against problems in the form of actions and behaviors and habits, which are the basis, or the basis of those actions and behaviors and habits are your beliefs, which aren't yours. Getting the picture? At which point you're going to have to make a decision whether you continue with the identity that has brought you to where you are, or take the leap and you endeavor to make real change. And that is getting rid of the old identity, redefining your own reality, and creating the identity that you can connect with, the real you. That's the easy bit. The decision is the easy bit. What comes next? It's you're going to have to persevere. This is what I'm saying when I'm saying there's going to be some sacrifice. You're going to have to buy into this lock, stock, and two smoking barrels. Because what comes next is the tests, the trials, and the tribulations. You are going to have to come up against your own belief systems. All right? Your beliefs are the problem. Everything else is just the expression of those beliefs. The outcomes of those beliefs. It is the beliefs that are driving where you are now. And to question your own beliefs takes a little bit of courage, to say the least. But once you do, and I can show you how to do this, problems tend to lose their power. I call it the neutral state. Once you can access this connection to your true self, once you can start to question your own beliefs, you stop relying on the beliefs of others and you access a different state, and it is a clear state, what I call the neutral state. And from this point, you come to the realization that you can't get any worse. Okay? And that's very empowering. As for the rest of the journey, if I continue to talk about it, I'd be here forever. But basically, once you can access the neutral state, it becomes a lot easier. You are still going to have to deal with the everyday realities of life, but you're going to have a set of skills and talents which are inbuilt. Okay, this is what intelligence actually is. Intelligence is inbuilt skills or talents. Once you can access your inbuilt skills and talents, once you can access your own intelligence, the way forward is very easy. All right, what is next? You can continue to explore, watch videos, podcasts, follow me on social media, or you can engage with dynamic self-awareness and the process of change. To do that, subscribe to the newsletter. Not only will you know what's happening and when, you'll also get access to a free membership, which will be your first step in the process of change. The other thing I would strongly recommend is to take the Are You Ready for Change quiz. Remembering the first step in the process of the hero's journey is knowing exactly where you are. You have to know what your problems are, what your weaknesses are, and where you are in order to change. Before you can move change into what you want to be, you have to know where you are right now. And the Are You Ready for Change quiz does exactly that. So I would strongly recommend you subscribe to the newsletter, take the quiz, and then we'll go from there. Over to you.